I guess it was in anticipation of the Secretary joining us, so thank you very much, Secretary, for being with us today. My name is Paul Schickler. I'm chair of the Des Moines Partnership and also president of DuPont Pioneer, and it's a real pleasure for me to host this event to get it kicked off, a very exciting day. But as I do that, let me do a couple things first. First, again, Secretary Vilsack, thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate you taking the time to be here with us today. But then also, Ambassador Ken Quinn, thank you very much. Thank you very much for allowing us into the World Food Prize Hall of Laureate. It's always a tremendous privilege to be here and take advantage of this wonderful setting. But as I said, this is a great day to kick off a wonderful set of activities, really the culmination of a vision that has been long in coming together. And it's the vision of the Capitol Crossroads, of which the Capitol Corridor is a very important part. It's really an opportunity to bring together science, agriculture, biosciences together on a regional position across central Iowa, and really make an attempt to bring public-private sectors together to take advantage of the resources that we do have here in central Iowa and across the state. The Capitol Corridor is focused upon the tremendous capability that we have in agriculture and biosciences to try and leverage that capability and really bring the state of Iowa into the forefront into this area. As I mentioned, I'm president of DuPont Pioneer, and as I think about the opportunity that's in front of us from a state level, it's a little bit similar to what I have experienced in how agriculture throughout DuPont and DuPont Pioneer has progressed. So let me make a point here and see if it ties together both what has happened in DuPont as well as what the opportunity is in front of us today with the corridor. And that is, DuPont is a 210-year-old company. And in order to survive and flourish and grow over 210 years, you have to transition and change. And over the last decade, DuPont is again going through another transition, another set of changes. And what is driving that change is the focus upon three trends that are occurring, will continue to occur, and will allow a tremendous opportunity in the future. The first change and area that DuPont is focused upon is being a leading provider of agriculture and food, more and better food for everyone throughout the world. The second transition that we are focused upon is reducing our dependence upon fossil fuels, using other sources for raw materials to produce fuel that otherwise we've been reliant upon fossil fuels. And then the third is safety. Safety both for people and the environment. When you think of the 7 billion people that we have today on the globe and 9 billion over the next 30 or 40 years, that's going to put tremendous pressure on the environment and on the people who are part of the world population. So each one of those challenges, making sure that we have the right amount of food, decreasing our dependence upon fossil fuels, and making sure that the environment and people are capable of surviving and flourishing as the population increases, is a tremendous challenge. DuPont and DuPont Pioneer are focused truly on those three areas because each one of them is going to rely upon agriculture and biosciences in order to meet those challenges. And that's what this day is all about as well. It's enabling central Iowa, the entire state of Iowa, to take advantage of the resources that we have here brought together in the corridor to focus upon the challenges, but more importantly, the opportunities that surround agriculture and biosciences. So when I look at what this is going to bring to the state of Iowa and to central Iowa, it really comes down to two things. One is it's going to bring investment. It's going to bring innovation, and it's going to bring talent to the state of Iowa. And that's what we need in order to flourish in this new age of agriculture and biosciences. The second thing it's going to bring is a tremendous opportunity to collaborate. Collaborate within the industry, collaborate between public and private organizations, and to collaborate with academic institutions like Iowa State. So it's my great privilege today and honor to kick off this session and introduce the couple of people that are really have been behind this and will continue to lead us into the future. And that is first, Dr. Stephen Zumbaugh. He's an attorney with the Bell and McCormick organization, the law firm here in Des Moines. And he's been a leading partner, instigator, and driver of the Capital Corridor Initiative. And then secondly, Dr. Stephen Leith, president and provost of Iowa State University. In 2 short years that Dr. Leith has been with us at Iowa State and in the state of Iowa, tremendous contributions to, again, bringing together the public-private partnership opportunities that do exist right here. So again, without taking any more time, tremendous opportunity, and I'd like to introduce Dr. Stephen Zumbaugh. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, everyone, for being here this morning for the announcement of the brand for Central Iowa. And what I want to emphasize, Central Iowa, what we're talking about is a 60-mile radius of Des Moines. That's what we're trying to brand. It was almost 3 years ago that President Leith and I were asked to start this important project for our region. He wasn't even on the payroll yet at Iowa State, but he agreed to help, and I love the guy. He would email at 5 a.m. in the morning. He would email after 10 o'clock at night, whenever it possessed him in an idea. We have been partners in this great enterprise for our region for the almost last 3 years, and thank you for being such a great partner, Dr. Leith. We had the help from hundreds of people along our journey over this last 3 years, and unfortunately, I can only recognize a few this morning, but I'd like to start with the Capital Corridor Committee. These are the people that got us here. Next, I'd like to thank the Board of Directors, the new board, who have agreed to serve and take it and implement the project. Those individuals are listed on your program. And also those countless volunteers who spent hours of time sharing with us their ideas about the project. To Dan Colhane from the Ames Chamber, who was the chief lead staff officer who guided the Capital Corridor Committee. Thank you to him and thank you to him. But a special thank you to Flynn Wright. They were the consulting firm that worked with us on coming up with the brand for our region, and to team Flynn Wright, Andy Flynn and team, you exceeded our expectations. Thank you. Our assignment was simple in concept: brand the corridor, but it was difficult to achieve. The assignment was to develop a brand for Central Iowa that would drive economic development in this region for decades. We needed a brand that captured the economic strengths of our region. The gold standard for branding a region is the Silicon Valley in California. That type of branding is what we're trying to achieve here in Central Iowa. And when we looked at other regions of the country that went through similar branding exercises, and many other communities are trying to do the same thing, their brands were generic in nature. They were not distinctive, and they were not memorable. What we wanted was a brand that captured the roots of our economy. And we wanted something that designated what we're absolutely the very, very, very best at. The challenge is that if you want a brand that's memorable, if you want a brand that's impactful, we truly have to be the absolute very best of whatever it is we claim to be. And we need to be the best at that, whatever that is, not only in Iowa, but the entire world. Now, that is an audacious undertaking. It's bold to announce that we're the very best in the world at something. Today, we're prepared to pound that stake in the ground and announce that we're the very best at, and that will be our brand for Central Iowa. As we studied our strengths and we listened to people and we listened to many people, a powerful idea started to emerge. In Iowa State University, we have a Tier 1 research university that does some of the best ag bioscience research in the world. In central Iowa, we have some of the very, very best ag bioscience companies in the world. But what is even more exciting is that the strengths of our region, central Iowa, are complemented by the best production agriculture in the world. And that is right here in the state of Iowa. We believe that we've developed a brand that not only captures the strengths of our region, but also captures the strengths of our state. It's a brand under which our region and both our region and state can grow and prosper. And we're here today to announce that brand. Dr. Leith.
Good morning, and thank you for being in attendance today. Paul, thanks for what you've done all along the process. Paul's been with us every step of the way, and thanks for getting us started this morning. Governor, Lieutenant Governor, this is far more meaningful today with the two of you here. Mr. Secretary, we are thrilled to have you back in Iowa. We love having you back in Iowa, and thank you for being here today. That makes it truly special. But I need a special thank you right now to Steve, as I call him, or Dr. Zumbaugh. He has a lot of titles. But the fact of the matter is, without his decades of involvement and dedication to the Iowa business community, his hard work, his passion, we wouldn't be here today. So, Steve, without that vision, that hard work, that effort, none of us would be here celebrating what we're about to celebrate. So thank you especially. Now, I believe everybody here knows that we are one of the premier ag biosciences regions for the nation, indeed the world. And the fact of the matter is, Iowa State University is very proud to be at the heart of this region, to be actively involved in developing the workforce and the innovations which are critical to the bio-based economy of today and, more importantly, of tomorrow. The fact is, we have many global challenges facing us today, from food security to human health and environmental sustainability. And it is our state, with its rich history of reaching out to help when challenges arise around the world, which is well positioned to provide leadership in addressing these great challenges. And as the state's land-grant institution, we at Iowa State have a responsibility to share our research-based knowledge with those who can benefit from it. And I cannot emphasize enough how proud the university is to be part of this greater effort. As Steve touched on earlier, we were tasked with developing a brand and plan for communicating our region's strengths in the biosciences. We wanted to also communicate our favorable business climate, our exceptional quality of life here in Iowa. We were not creating something new. Rather, we were preparing ourselves to lead with one unified voice, with a cohesive strategy that will help us attract and retain the most innovative firms and brightest minds, facilitating growth in our region's economy for many decades to come. And as we began to work through a very research-based approach towards developing this Capital Corridor brand, we talked to stakeholders from every industry in central Iowa and across the state. Our research goes back over a year and included a significant study of our target market outside of this region as well. We studied the fundamentals, we prioritized our top selling points, we tested and refined our messages and our strengths. We developed a strategy, and as of June of last year, we reaffirmed our vision when we went out and talked to more than 100 of our key stakeholders to make sure we were on track. We've been very diligent, very focused on our approach to this project. We also spoke to business leaders and entrepreneurs, and we toured campuses and laboratories in many places. The one consistent theme we heard again and again is this: the whole here has never been greater than the sum of the parts. We have never spoken with one voice. That is what it would take to truly maximize our potential. And we listened to that, and we thought about that. So the brand you're about to see is that focal point. It captures both the science and agricultural heritage of our state, The name, the color schemes, the specific designs is a synthesis of our key ingredients and a balance of our great scientific and agricultural assets here in Iowa. It defines our desire to build and create something more than just the sum of our parts, but to make this region the premier ag bioscience hub in the nation and the world. So now, along with my co-chair, Steve Zumbaugh, we will unveil what we've worked on for months and have led to this point. I must say we're really excited about this, and we're going to work hard on this, but we also knew we needed someone that would really get up every morning and drive this. So at this time, I want to recognize the person that will be responsible for implementing this new strategy and rolling out the brand, our new executive director of the Cultivation Corridor, Mr. Brent Willett. Brent, would you stand up for a minute? They need to see your face. Steve and I are excited about this brand, but we're really excited about having Brent here. Brent joined us after serving as president and CEO of the North Iowa Corridor Economic Development Corporation, where he helped secure more than $210 million in capital investments, assisted with the creation of more than 1,000 jobs, and the retention of more than 1,200 other jobs. Brent is deeply committed to the success of our state and will provide the results-driven leadership that we all need for this project to move forward. So thank you for being part of the team, Brent. It's now my pleasure to welcome Iowa Governor Terry Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds. Since taking office, Governor Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Reynolds have worked tirelessly to bring more jobs to this state. And as a result, Iowa's unemployment rate is currently at 4.2%, the fifth lowest in the nation. Last session, Governor Branstad called for and signed the largest tax cut in Iowa's history, transformational educational reform, and an innovative Iowa health and wellness plan that focuses on the simple fact that health care should be about getting Iowans healthier. This year, Governor Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Reynolds' focused legislative plan calls for a veterans jobs plan, home base Iowa, increased broadband access throughout Iowa, an apprenticeship initiative to ensure Iowa students and workers are ready for the jobs of tomorrow, and an anti-bullying bill because every child deserves a safe and secure learning environment. And one that is very dear to my heart, a measure to once again freeze tuition for Iowa students at Iowa Regents Universities. So please help me welcome Governor Terry Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Wow, it's a beautiful day. President of Iowa State University, Stephen Leith, thank you for that very nice introduction. I want to thank Ambassador Quinn for hosting us here at the Norman Borlaug World Food Prize Hall of Laureates. We've enjoyed working with Ken on many things, most recently, of course, putting the Borlaug statue in our nation's capital. And he chaired that committee and it was one of the most significant historical events we've been involved in. I want to thank Paul Schickler and Steve Zumbaugh, and also I want to thank Secretary Vilsack for joining us here this morning for this wonderful announcement. I also want to thank the Greater Des Moines Partnership, CEO Jay Byers and President Gene Meyer for their work and for inviting the Lieutenant Governor and I to participate in this significant announcement. And Jay was just with the group on Friday out in West Des Moines when we announced Microsoft's new billion-dollar data center. And let's hope that this endeavor leads to even more economic development projects and business expansions than that. We've been kind of breaking records month after month here with new large economic development activities going on in our state. First, I want to thank Steve Zumbaugh and President Stephen Leith for co-chairing this Capital Corridor and for coming up with this great concept and this new brand, which we think really epitomizes the strengths that we have here in this great agricultural heartland we call Iowa. Without your vision and leadership, this exciting announcement wouldn't have been possible. Iowa is already a leader in agriculture production, research, and innovation. Our state leads the nation in corn and soybean production, egg production, and we're by far and away the leader in pork production. We're the home to some really great world-class companies like Pioneer DuPont, John Deere, Monsanto, Syngenta, Kemin Industries, Vermeer Manufacturing, Kinsey Manufacturing, Sukup and Hagee, just to name a few. We're home to the leading research institution, Iowa State University, which is preparing our students to be leaders in bioscience and biotechnology. Lieutenant Governor is very involved with STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. We're very excited about the interest and the partnership between business and industry. The Lieutenant Governor and I were just up with President Leith and with Paul Schickler's wife for a special event along with Ken Quinn, giving Iowa youth an opportunity to see the great opportunities that are in the STEM fields and the great research and Borlaug scholarships that are also available. I'm pleased to join in this announcement today because I believe that this cultivation corridor will yield great dividends. The cultivation corridor will work to foster an innovative business ecosystem that attracts and retains top talent and maximizes the impact of local economic development projects. With this announcement, we have the opportunity to think big, to maximize our opportunity by harnessing the success that we've already seen in this region and leveraging it to create world-class bioscience corridor right here in the heart of Iowa. I'd like to, at this time, turn it over to my partner, and I've met my match in terms of energy, enthusiasm, and passion to serve, Kim Reynolds, Lieutenant Governor.
Well, good morning, and thank you, Governor Branstad. And I also would like to thank President Leith and Steve Zumbaugh for their leadership on this initiative. You know, as I stood here and we all stood here this morning in the World Food Prize Hall of Laureates, I couldn't help but think how proud that Dr. Norman Borlaug would have been to see our community leaders working together to further establish this corridor as a preeminent leader in agribusiness, biosciences, and biotechnology. I don't think there is a better place that we could have made the announcement about the cultivation corridor. Iowa is already a leader in agriculture production. In fact, agriculture and related industries pump about $72 billion into the Iowa economy each year and actually represent 1 in 6 Iowa jobs. 23% of our nation's ethanol comes from Iowa, and our state ranks 4th. In biodiesel. Iowa agriculture and biosciences have made great strides in the past few decades. Today, it's an Iowa farmer that produces enough food to feed 155 people worldwide. Compare that to the Iowa farmer who in 1970 produced enough food to feed 73 individuals. Governor Branstad and I have made the goal to bring jobs and raise family incomes to Iowa. Many businesses are locating and growing in our state, but we recognize that in order to sustain long-term economic growth, we must continue to diversify and innovate. The cultivation corridor is our opportunity to establish the next great innovation corridor in the country, concentrated on agriculture and bioscience. As Governor Branstad mentioned, Iowa State University positions the cultivation corridor well to attract, train, and retrain the next generation or bioscience leaders. And with the university president like Stephen Leith, who is capitalizing on Iowa's existing agriculture and biotechnology assets to create a global hub for excellence, I am absolutely confident Iowa will be well positioned to make enormous strides. I again want to thank those individuals who helped make this initiative possible. And at this time, I'd like to invite back to the podium Steve.
It's a special pleasure to introduce our next speaker. Our relationship goes back a long time. We actually started our professions together. That was the practice of law quite a few years ago with Secretary Vilsack. At that point, we diverged our paths. So he became much more successful, went on to become a two-term governor in Iowa, and now is hopefully on his way to be a two-term Secretary of Agriculture. But now what I can say in almost three decades of relationship with Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, he is truly one of Iowa's great statesmen. And over those three decades, I've had the opportunity to work with him on many different projects. But always, always, he articulated his positions well. They were well thought out. And always, he had the best interest of all of Iowa and all Iowans in whatever it was he did. And whether it was his role in the Senate, or it was his role as governor, or whether it was his role of Secretary of Agriculture, Secretary of Agriculture Vilsack left things better than he found them. It's been a pleasure to have this relationship, and now at the other end of our career, I'm delighted we could be working together on this project, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack.
Thanks, folks. Thank you. Thanks, folks. Thank you. Steve, thanks very much. I appreciate the fact you didn't point out how many lawsuits you won against me. That was kind of you not to do that. But we have worked together, and that was a very, very kind introduction. I want to thank you for the opportunity to be here today, and obviously want to thank President Leith as well for your leadership. Paul, thanks again, and folks don't know, but Paul was one of our premier speakers at the Ag Outlook Forum at USDA, where we had several thousand folks talk about the future of agriculture. And Paul, thank you for taking time to be part of that. You were extraordinarily helpful in that panel discussion. Governor, it's good to see you again. Lieutenant Governor, thank you for your service. And thank you all for the opportunity to be here today. This is a special day for Iowa. It's a special day because I think today represents what's great about our great state. You've heard it already, but it bears repeating. The thing that strikes me about the cultivation corridor that speaks so much to the greatness of Iowa is the collaborative spirit through which this was done. Hundreds of business leaders and community leaders across the state were involved in discussing the future of central Iowa, recognizing how important that is to the future of the entire state. This was a collaborative effort, and I don't think anybody does collaboration any better in the world than the folks from Iowa. But it combines also the greatness of Iowa. It's been referenced before, but we've got great land in this state. It's extraordinarily bountiful. It's extraordinarily rich. But it also is tended, and the stewards of that land are the best farmers in the world. And I know a little something about that as I travel around the world and see the challenges that agriculture has generally. No one does it any better than the farmers and producers in our great state. We are blessed with a world-class university that is dedicated to agriculture and agricultural science and the biosciences. As I travel around the country, I understand and appreciate the reputation that Iowa State has been able to secure over the years, and I'm certainly proud when I hear folks talk about that great university. We're also blessed with a great community college system. And Iowans, and particularly Central Iowans, are blessed with one of the best community colleges in the country at DMAC. Rob Denson's here today, and that combination of a world-class university and a world-class community college and a great education system generally gives Iowa a leg up on competition in terms of the agri-sciences. And as has been mentioned, we've got world-leading businesses, world-class businesses in agriculture, in financing, in manufacturing, advanced manufacturing. So it takes the best of Iowa, and it basically collaborates into this extraordinary brand that folks now will be able to market and be able to sell to the entire country. And obviously the purpose of this for the folks in this room is primarily to create economic opportunity for Iowa. Certainly the ability to create more jobs is important, to develop new small businesses is important. It also is indeed a marketing opportunity to the young people of this great state
so that they can understand that they don't have to look elsewhere outside of the great state of Iowa for opportunity. And frankly, it's also an opportunity for our great state to attract more diversity to our state, an opportunity to attract scientists and business leaders from all over the world to learn from us. So that in and of itself would be enough to celebrate today. But I think there's something even greater afoot here, and that is that Iowa now has positioned itself, and Central Iowa has positioned itself, to help build the new natural resource economy. A new natural resource economy that looks beyond just simply production agriculture and its export opportunity and its job creation opportunity. Beyond that, to include local and regional food systems, the opportunity to use conservation as a tool not just to improve the land and water, but also to create new ecosystem markets and financial incentives for conservation, the opportunity to enhance our landscapes here in the state to attract more tourism opportunities. There's great hunting and fishing in this great state. There are great bike trails in this great state. So this cultivation corridor is more than just production agriculture. It's about new small business entrepreneurship and local and regional food systems. It's about using conservation in new ways, part of that new natural resource economy. It is also about building beyond biofuels. As important as biofuels have been to this great state, we now can go to the next step. It's not just about biofuels. It's about bio-based products. You can use agricultural crop residue and agricultural waste to create new chemicals, to create new plastics and polymers, to create new fabrics and fibers, that materials that could be used in manufacturing facilities in this state and across the country. This is an emerging new opportunity that Iowa is now poised to take extraordinary advantage of. So that in and of itself, the opportunity to create new jobs and businesses in our great state, the ability to market Iowa to Iowans and to attract new young people to this great state, the ability to build this new natural resource economy, that would be enough to celebrate the cultivation corridor. But you all will also be part of accepting two great global challenges. We're here in this great hall dedicated to the issue of food security. This challenge at the cultivation corridor isn't just about economic opportunity here. It's about food security globally. One of the greatest challenges we face as humankind is how we're going to continue to grow and to produce enough food to feed an ever-increasing world population. It's 7 billion today. In the not-too-distant future, it will be 8 billion. And in the lifetime, hopefully, if I'm still around, it'll be 9 billion. Lifetime of my son Jess, who's here, it could be $10 billion. It's going to tax our capacity to be able to feed that many people, especially given the changing climate and the challenges that we now see with water. So this is a huge opportunity for the cultivation corridor to be able to respond to that global challenge, that human challenge, and to be able to do it in the context of a changing climate, and to provide capacity to agriculture to be able to adjust and acclimate to this changing climate is the second great challenge: global food security and responding to a changing climate. This cultivation corridor has the capacity to respond to both of those challenges. So there is a lot of good news associated with this collaborative effort. And as I say, it celebrates the best in Iowa. We want to be a partner at USDA with this effort. And I'll finish with this, because it may come as a surprise to folks that we're already investing in the cultivation corridor and we're already investing in the state. We obviously wanted to be able to do more. Governor, it may be a surprise to you. I know it was to me. I wish I knew then what I know now about the USDA when I was governor. In the last 5 years, we've invested in 254 businesses in the state, close to $300 million of grants and loans to businesses. We've done over 1,800 renewable energy projects in the state, investing another $117 million. We've helped to build schools and hospitals and libraries across the state, 420 of those community facilities to enhance the quality of life. Another $311 million has been invested by USDA. 92 water projects, 50 broadband projects, and 28 electric loans, invested another $500 million. So USDA is capable of being a partner in this cultivation corridor. And that's not to mention the $60 million a year that we invest in conservation and the nearly $40 million a year we invest at Iowa State, which I know President Leith is very appreciative of. and would like to see more. The new farm bill that was passed by the Congress and signed by the President creates new opportunities for us. Today is a big day for USDA. I'll be traveling to Cedar Rapids in just a few minutes and we'll be making an announcement there of a new equity fund that USDA is helping to license that's going to help small business growth and development. In the not-too-distant future, we're going to be announcing a new regional conservation partnership program that's going to invest $2 billion over the next 10 years in conservation, and we're looking for partners. We'll be establishing a new research foundation that I talked to President Leith about earlier today in a group. That will be a $400 million initiative to try to expand agricultural research. And the Farm Bill creates an $880 million pot of resources to help this bioproduct manufacturing economy. So you see, the USDA is poised to be a partner in this cultivation corridor. And I expect and hope that you all will be counting on us and calling on us and the folks at USDA here in Iowa to provide help and assistance. But let me just simply say I'm very proud to be here today. Proud as an Iowan, proud as a former governor, and proud as the USDA secretary. I just see nothing but greatness coming out of this cultivation corridor. So congratulations to all who were involved and engaged in getting this day today. Now that we've got the brand, let's go sell it. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for those wonderful comments. We look forward and we take the challenge to now get the work done. Thanks to all for joining us this morning. Really appreciate the attendance. I would encourage you to check out the website so that you can learn more about the brand, the vision, and really stay in touch with the news and progress that we make in the cultivation corridor. That website is www.cultivationcorridor.com. Pretty simple. www.cultivationcorridor.com. Again, thank you very much. And again, Mr. Secretary, thank you for joining us. Governor, Lieutenant Governor, also thank you very much. And a special call out to Steve Leith and Steve Zumba for their passion and leadership in getting us to this point. I would welcome everyone to join us in the main hall for refreshments. Thank you very much.